So in the Acts of the Apostles today, he takes us back to the time that Peter met the Gentile Cornelius for the second time. Peter had previously been to his house. He had eaten his food and baptized Cornelius and the family. Today, he comes with some fellow Jews to meet Cornelius and the family. Scripture tells us about that meeting. The circumcised believers were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also. But in the eyes of our God, he says, in every nation, whoever fears God and acts rightly is acceptable to him. So simply put, Christianity is for everyone who can live it. As St. Peter concluded in the reading today, can anyone withhold the water for baptizing those people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have? And then Jesus in the gospel sums up what he expects of us, his followers. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. That is the key for unlocking happiness in the next world and finding heartfelt peace and satisfaction in this world. Loving, not hating. A pastor was sitting in a limo as he was returning from a funeral. Seated next to him in the limousine was a family member. And the man said to the pastor, Father, during the homily, my mind drifted and I began to take inventory of my life. What makes me angry is that I have everything, but yet I have nothing. Just last fall, I got rid of my yacht that slept six. Sure, there was plenty of people who wanted a free ride, but nobody really cared about me. My boat counted, not me. Why don't people care about me? And the pastor replied with a question. In taking inventory of your life during Mass, the pastor asked, did you ever wonder whether or not your emptiness had anything to do with, why don't I care about people? To focus on me, me, me is a sure path to misery. This I command you, Jesus said, love one another. And when we reach out with others for care, concern, and compassion, we will not only become satisfying to ourselves, but we will be helping others. Once at a retreat, a fellow priest said this to me, I just don't want to be told that Jesus loves me. I want to feel that the people who call themselves Christians truly love me. I want to see God's love in the eyes that look into mine. I want to experience God's love through a smile that says, I love you. And then I can better believe and love God because of the love of others. When others do nasty things to us, our Jesus tells us we still need to love them. Now, success to do that depends on our outlook at that person. If we see that person as a nasty, no good for nothing person to be hated, we will not do what Jesus wants. But if we can look at that person who's nasty as a child of God who needs forgiveness, then we can do what Jesus wants. Many times I had to put my belief into action and knock out my instincts. Faith over feelings when someone was being nasty to me. We also may be tempted not to love because we feel that God doesn't love us. You've experienced the death of a loved one, or your life plans collapse, a major mistake you make and everything is all messed up, or you've been seriously hurt by someone. I don't know if you're familiar with the poem Footprints, but it's a poem where the man dreams that he and God are walking, and as he looks back, he sees two sets of footprints. But then he said, Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand. When I needed you most, you would leave me. My precious child, I love you and would never leave you. During the times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. How many things of the past has the Lord gotten us through? The letter of John today backs up the theme today. It says we can be assured of God's love. Why? God is love. God can do nothing else but love. So John begs us, beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God, and everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. And then he gives evidence how much God loves us. Didn't the Father send his only begotten Son to save us? What else more could he do? Christ's life, suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension makes possible eternal life for us in the next world. Just knowing that can put our minds at ease. And the payoff comes if we live what Jesus says, we can find great satisfaction. I've had many people remind me at times that how much more I should love. My spiritual director, some other priest friends, to keep me loving people no matter what, just like Jesus wants. One of my privileges in my career was 25 years as a police chaplain for Toledo. I had a fellow chaplain, a Lutheran chaplain. He retired and moved to Florida. And just before he died, he sent me this note. Dear Father Al, I want to leave you something, something better than words or sound. Look for me in the people I've known and loved. And if you cannot give me to them, let me live in your eyes and touch, and not only in your mind. Love doesn't die. People do. So when all that is left of me is love, give me away to one another. Your friend in Christ, Pastor Ray Byers.